Akdimu Hanech Biyazman Alayah Budukhtayu. That this one person now did not answer Zimun already before when he was there. Aval Azman Alayah Budukhtayu. As each one, when he was at his original place, there were three people. But those two people benched, and he answered to them. So since he already answered Zimun for those two people, it's Parach Zimun Minayu. It goes off the Chiv Zimun now. Even though this one has to bench, but he doesn't have to bench with Zimun anymore, because he was already here to Zimun with the other two. So now when all these three come together, there's no Chiv Zimun here. Amar Rav Minu Aminullah, how do I know this Yisoid, that the Chiv Zimun could go off them, since they already answered Zimun in their place? Titanan, Mita, you had a Mita of there that was coming. The locker is, how do you get a Torah? You have to break it, make the bread in here. Shenigna v'chetzia. It's a Ghana broke it for you. A Ghana stole half the bed. Oishovda, you lost half the bed. It was a folding bed, you lost half of it. Leshovda chetzia. Oishachoku achim, you got a Yerusha and the achim divided up. Oishutfim. Is Torah? About the bed now is broken up, it becomes Torah. The herziru. Mashenki, if you put the bed back together again, mikabel is tumah. Zdiik mikan labo. Only for now on will be mikabel tumah. Zdiik mikan labo in. Only if some new sheretz touches the bed now. Over the mafreya loin. But the old tumah the bed had, has once the bed divided in half, it was taught by the tumah. Tumah doesn't come back again. Alma kivan de palguhu paruch le tumah mino. Since you divided the bed, the tumah goes off. It's achinami. Kivan the Azman Alayu, since these three people, with each one was in his Chabura, there were three people there, but the other two benched and said Zimun, and he answered to them. So the second he answered for them was Parach went off him, his Chiv Zimun, his Parach Zimun Minayu doesn't come back again. Even though you come back now three people together, still the Chiv Zimun doesn't come back. Alright, so modern Shtushta, we have to come on to Tumah form, but that's Rav's Tushtone. That you say that even though you had a Chiv Zimun, it goes off you, and it doesn't come back again. Right, there is Chaburus. Mishnah says that you have two Chaburus. They can't, two Chaburus, and we saw at this man, that these people can see the other table, then they're Mitzdar. But if they can't see the other table, then they're not Mitzdar. Tona, the bride says, Im ye shamish b'neyim shamish mitzarfan. Bernageya. Even if you have two bottoms brought down, you have two different rooms. One of the men are reading at this table, and later in another table, or some, you have a man at this table, and then the next room. So in a different room, you can't see one the other. So you wouldn't be able to let one be mezamin for everybody. But if there's one waiter that's waiting on both tables, he's mezamin the two tables together. Then it passed to have a zimun from one table to be made to the other table, providing they hear the brachas. The Drashi. In ye shamish b'neim, Rashi shemish shamish l'shteim, that the one waiter is waiting on both tables, is shamish mitarfon. Afal pi shein elu royin es elu. Kagrein yuriya prusa b'neim. Even though there's a dividing in the chitza between both of them, still it helps. So Tzitzis says, so Rashi's mashman has to be in the same room, just you have a prusa yuriya, you have a mechitza between both of them. Tzitzis says no more. So he says, Shamash Mitarfon is not Lazamin, for who are din Bishnei Batin? Who are din in two different houses? Obnayodim Oyimdim or Misham Shemizu Luzu is Mitarfon. Now that's definitely passed on Lachar also. Vechenitzi Bishalmi, Bavach Yishmu Birchas Hamizumin. But about Mipi Hamavurach. You have to be able to hear though the Bracha from the Mavurach. Even though you're two different rooms, if you have one waiter waiting on both of you can have the Mitarfonism. Right? Ain mevorchin al yain. The Mishnah says you can't use the yain for kosher bracha unless you first added water into the raw wine. Tana rabbanan, yain. Actually, nosnu teichay mayim until you put water into it, so it's not roy ready to drink yet. Ain mevorchin olav bor pri hagofen ela bor pri yates. You don't make the kosher bracha pri hagofen because it's not drinkable yet, but you make a bor pri yates because this has a chivis of the pri itself. Like we said, this is not called may peris. Like orange juice, because by wine, the grape is the juice that comes out of it. So you make a bari priyates. Shrashi ain't the vorkin of a bari priyagofen, the vishoya yainim chozik miyid. Their wine, the raw wine, was very, very strong. The yain royalish dia wasn't able to drink this wine, it was so strong. But loy mayim, hilka chakati loyishtani lamayusa. The wine, like the juice of the grapes, didn't come to its chosheva maila yet. Doesn't go away from his first bracha. Rehil Kanovim, it's like grapes. Or Virchosev Bar Priyates. Right then?
Mushroom,
the
grape juice should make a
grape
juice.
No.
It hasn't
said the Gemara Lacha. And it's grape juice. Here it's a different thing. Here it's not drinkable. Grape juice is drinkable. Here it's very strong wine. Because then comes to my use, because you can't drink it the way it is. That's what's Yayin Chai. It's not drinkable. Grape juice is very gishmak. You're allowed to use it for Tilo Shadayim. It doesn't have a shame yayin to it yet. It's still called like meperis, like water. So if you have nothing else to wash your hands with, you're allowed to wash your hands with this type of a yayin. Yayin chai. Once you put water into the wine, now it's drinkable. Now it came to its mile of the good stage. Now you make a bar priagofen. Now I'm allowed to use this for Tilosh Yadayim. It's not called water anymore. Got a new shame, Yayin. And Yayin, according to Reb Leza, you can't use for Tilosh Yadayim. Shrashi, Mishnos Tatech Amayim, shame Yayin alone. Now I got a shame Yayin. V'yeinoitlin elabarayim. That's the first. Loshin does have Reb Leza. V'chavamayimrim, beinkach u'beinkach, mevorchin olabur priagofen. Say, oh no. In both cases, it's called Yayin, and you do make a bur priagofen. And Metchila, you're not supposed to use this for Tilosh Yadayim. So Metchila, you can't use Yayin for Tilosh Yadayim. And the Mechaber Halacha has brought down all different shittas. The first sheet there is, you should not use Yayin. Another sheet there is, only white wine you could use. And the Maskana is that Peshas Hatchak, if you have nothing else to use, then you could use Yayin. But Avada Metchila, we don't use Yayin for Tilosh Yadayim, we only use water. So the Gemara, Keman Hazla, who does it go like Shmuel's memra? That Shmuel says, Oise Odom kol torcha bepas. You could do whatever you want with pas. Now, if you're eating soup or you're eating chicken, you want to use the bread as a fork or a spoon to help eat the food with, you're allowed to do whatever you want with the pas. It's command Kriyableza. Goes according to Kriyableza. Shrashi Kriyableza. The Yorman Neutlin Hemenli Yadayim. Vulechayish Lehefsadoichlim. Mishviyat Savaro. Shmuel says what? You can do whatever you want with the pas. So who you be master deichle? It's not nice. So you see, like Reb Leza also, he says you're allowed to wash your hands with the yayin. Are you be master the yayin? And Lamayna Teretz says, since you're doing a fritzarech, we don't care about be master deichle. It's not called batashkes. You're doing a fritzarech. How do with pas? If you have a good purpose to do with the bread, you're allowed to do it. It's not called being mobile batashkes. Come on, Reb Leza. Omer Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, Moedim Chacham the Reb Leza, the Koish Shel Brocha. But this, even a chama moida, even though they say on raw wine you make a borer priagofen, it's considered wine. When you come to bench, you have to have better wine to bench with. If on the kosher bracha, you don't bench until you put water into it. My timer, omravoshia bina mitzvah min amukor. When you're benching, you have to use nice wine, good wine. It means wine worth to drink. If it's too strong, it's not drinkable, that's not called yayin mitzvah min amukar. So the Gemara of Rabbonim l'may chozit, of course, hakakasha. How could Rabbonim say, on this strong wine, you make a bar for your girlfriend, it's called wine, l'may chozit, who drinks it? Josh l'may chozit, l'shtid l'vork n'olo birchas yayin, who could drink this? You can't drink it? And Chur is so strong, you have no hano, it's not drinkable. Am Rav Yosi chozit l'karitin. Shrashi Pish Balaz, Vloshakma Lumnin, Via Luntis. It's right to add other things into it. You could put other type of ingredients into it to make it drinkable. You could add sugar into it or other ingredients into it. So you make a drink out of it. So the ikur is the yayin. Therefore you make a bar for your gofen. But then I'm asking you, if you drink it raw and have no tam, maybe you don't make a brocha. But there are ways of fixing it up without adding water to it. You add other ingredients, sugar, that makes it drinkable. But still not called minhamula to make birchas hamazon on it until you add water. When you put water, that makes it mula. Tana Rabbonim, Dalet Dvorim Nemru Bapas. The four halachas about bread. Ein manichin bosil chai alapas. You shouldn't put raw meat on top of bread, because poshut the blood will go into the bread and ruin the bread. You be master eichlim. You have to be naive like COVID to the bread. The question is not like Shmuel. Not like Shmuel says, ois to odom kol tzach l'pas, but there are different agdoras, what year and what not. So be mafsa the pas, you're not allowed to. shouldn't put raw meat on top of bread. Same thing, you shouldn't have a kais, and for the underneath the breast, you shouldn't have a piece of bread. Because since the kais is mole, the stomach is going to fall over and it'll ruin the bread. We ain't zorkin as a pot. You can't throw bread. It's not bizoin a pot. We ain't sunkin as a carb a pot. Same thing, you can't put a plate, your portion on top of bread. To be revaz of the pot. Shashem avirin kais mole ala pot, shlo yishbrech ala pot. But they are pot bizuya. They went down to eat together. They cut the bread together. They brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. Rav Zutra took it. He threw it in front of Rav Ashi. And distino. Rashi postak zorak distino mishabalag monish shabos mavushel. He threw in front of him a piece of chopped meat, a cooked meat, he threw in front of him. Omalei told back to him, Loisovu lomar lohodetanya, don't you hold like we don't in a braitha, ein zorchin es oichlim? You're not allowed to throw oichlim? It's a bizarre throw oichlim, you can't stop throw meat, any oichlim he threw it. And the Gemara know, hahib apas tanya, that's only by pas. Bread is the most kosher of oichl we have, you have to be very comfortable for bread, you're not allowed to throw bread. Mashen came to throw food, you're allowed to, providing it's a mokum nukki, you're not going to ruin the food. You're allowed to stand throw food in front of him to put like into his plate. There's no Indian of mevazed oichlim. Only by pas you shouldn't throw the pas mevazed. Mevazed to throw food on the floor or to make it the meat that you can't eat it, that you shouldn't do. Pas tanya. For the more of a tanya, you'll another bright to know, kishem shen zorkin as a pas. Kach ein zirchen es oichlim. They say even other oichlim are also also. Omalei v'atanya. We don't know the brayson. Afal pi shen zirchen es apas. Avu zirchen es oichlim. It's a theory in the brayson. This brayson is called only pas. You have to be neikov and not to throw. But other oichlim it's muta. Elo lekasha. There's no theory in the two brayson. Ho b'midah d'nimit. If the food you're going to throw is going to become miyis, so then you can't throw it. Like nuts. If you throw nuts, it's not going to become moist. You're allowed to throw nuts. But shenkei bread, even in the case where the bread won't become moist, you have to be no cover the pas. You're not allowed to throw pas. Shashi midi the moist, she mismoyed with ricosoi. Kain tainim. If you throw dates, that when you throw it, the land and squash, it's not nice. She bishto kotorki and betusim. If it's all ripe already, so by throwing it, it'll be squashed. The loy mimis, remind him of guys and pomegranates or nuts. The whole double kosher that you're allowed to throw. Tana Rabbonin, Mamshichin Yain B'tznoiros Mefnei Achos Mefnei Akala. If you want to make something nice Mefnei Achos Mefnei Akala, you're allowed to pour wine through tznoiros, through pipes. And there's no hefsel oichlim here, because you're catching it on the bottom. So just down to Mefnei Achosin, you're allowed to use the oichlim to Mefnei Achosin. Rashi Mamshichin Yain B'tznoiros Mishum Simen Toiv, with a Simen Toiv. It's the bottom of the pipe, you have a kli to mekabel the yayin. So maybe the havamina, but you shouldn't do this like yizork and oichlin, chinesh is a smuta. Right, so the zork and lefneim kloyos via goitin. You can throw in front of them wheat and nuts. The amoys acham in the summer months where the floor is not dirty, so it won't be nisad. Avaloy the amoys acham in this rainy season, the floor is all muddy, then you can't throw on the floor, be mevuza. Avaloy gluskoyis, but a cake, that you can't throw, levi moisacham, levi moisacashomim. Because no matter how clean the floor is, when you throw cake on the floor, you're not going to eat it. Be mevuza the cake, that you can't do. That's the yisoid, you can't be master oichlim. But when you're not being master them, then you're allowed to throw it. Only pas, behold, you're not allowed to throw. Shashi moisacham, shen tit bedrochim. Avaloy gluskoyis, shrei afi moisacham, and the moslem is recosin. Cake, no matter where you throw it, it's mevaz of the cake. It makes it meat. You won't be able to eat it anymore. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, but the Kunda says, really all the halachas are brought down. So when Shmuel said his first memra, that you're allowed to do whatever you want, the pas is brought down in the case where you're not being mamayis, you're not making the pas meat. A naskimina is we want to use it as a spoon. A more, you have a fork and a piece of bread, you use it together, put the food together. So really, using the bread as a spoon. So maybe it's not nice. Now we pass the yelish shmuz alocha. You can do what you want from pas. Rabbi had not been mivazeh the pas. And at the end, Pasha, you're supposed to eat the bread. You shouldn't just have to throw it away. But even though you're using it for some purpose, it's mutter. Omer Rav Yehuda. Somebody made a mistake. He took a drink or he put some food in his mouth. He's got to make a bracha rishayna. So if it's an oichel, is the yetzim mitzalkim mitzadechot, move it to one side of your mouth, umavarach, and make the bracha, make a shakal, make a borapriate, took a bite into the apple, leave the piece on the right side, and make the bracha. Tan yechoda, another bracha says, boilin, you're allowed to swallow it without a bracha. The Tan Yidduch, a third bracha says, Tolton, you have to spit it out. So three sheets, what you do? Are you allowed to put it on one side, or else swallow it, or else Tolton, spit it out? The Tan Yidduch, another bracha says, Mithalkin, I'll put it on the side. And the Mola Kashi, there's no theory here. Ho, the Tan Yiboylin, the Tan the bracha says, you're allowed to swallow it, Vimashkin. So all about you have water in your mouth. So when you have water in your mouth, there's no way to put it onto one side, because you can't make the bracha when the water is in your mouth, you start choking. So the other way to spit it out, if you spit it out, you'd be mafsa the yechel. It's not right to use anymore. So male the answer is, then we give you have to be allowed to drink it. It's like a chiddush. Even though you're having hanor without a bracha, so I saw the yeshita says the pshat is, when you have the mashkin in your mouth already, it became so meis in your mouth, that the master of the tin now, like it's not even called having nena, like it became ois achilah anymore. Therefore, you're allowed to drink it already. As Alamo, we look at the mask before you put it into the mouth, it's something good, you have to give anor. But once it's in your mouth already, it's like got so meus already, so we let you swallow it rather than spitting it out. For the tanya poltin, that's the bright says, no, spit it out, the needed loinimus. Like you took a bite into an apple, so you take the apple out of your mouth, the whole piece, it won't be meus. Take it out, make the bracha bar create, and then put it back in, you eat it again. So that's the best eitzah to do, is because it's not meis. But the tanya mitzalkan, that's what says, no, put it to one side, but meat is a mimis. And the thing, that if you take it out of your mouth, it'll be mimis. You took a bite into something soft, it's got all this old crumbly in your mouth. So if you take it out, it'll be meis. So there the eitzah is, push it to the side, and make the bracha inside. The meat is a mimis. So the more bemidid leminis for the makasha, something that's not minis. You took a bite into the apple. So why do we say you have to take it out of your mouth and make the bracha? Leave it in already. Bemidid leminis nami. L'sakin l'tzadech l'varach. What's wrong with just putting the apple to one side and make the bar priates? Tigmo Rav Yitzchak is kaskoi, kaimei de Rav Yosi bar Avin, mishmei de Rav Yechanan, mishum shenema, the posik says, yemalei titi l'secha. When you say to you say a bracha to Hashem, it should be with your whole mouth. So Adam and Tchili, you're supposed to say the bracha with nothing in your mouth. You shouldn't be chewing gum when you make a bracha. The mouth should be empty. So here, if it's something, you could take it out of your mouth and make the bracha and put it back in again, that's odd. The only answer is, though, with something that if you'll take it out, you'll be mamayis, you won't eat it again. So as Hefzad Eichlem will mat you to say the bracha, after you put it to one side. But if you take it out of your mouth, from Metchila, you're always supposed to make the bracha before you put something in your mouth. See Rashi? Boilin the Rashi b'lei bracha. Poltin ha-mavarach ha-chayis of Yechon. Mashkin boilin the Rashi sheyesh le-falkin le-chad me-lugmav. You can't put it to one side, le-varach. Loi le-poltin shemasidim. With mashkin, you can't make the bracha, you'll choke. Or you can't spit it out because you'll be mastered it. So you gave you a hefty, you'll have to swallow it. Poltin ha-mimid le-mimis. B'mashin notam apir v'yachal astal Yechon. Spit out something that after you make the bracha you put back in again. The midid lenimis nami lomuli potlus akinu atzad echot. Now the Gemara's teretz no. The pasuk says yimalei pi tilos echot. So whenever you make a bracha, whenever you say tilos Hashem, it should be from the full mouth, nothing in your mouth. Okay. Yeah, we'll start over again from the bottom of the Gemara and daf nun amid beis the bottom by two dots. Omer Rav Yehuda, who just says like this. Shochar, somebody forgot, v'ichnes eichnul sechtiv, and he puts food inside his mouth, below bracha, without making a bracha. So what should he do? So it says, mesachl and sadech, let him push all the food on one side of his mouth, and mavarach, still make the bracha. Now, Tanya Chod, one bracha says, boilin, he could swallow it. For Tanya Yidich, another bracha says, poltin, she spit it out before he makes the bracha. For Tanya Yidich, and the third bracha says, mesachl and push it to the side. Schor Tzakasha, what should he do again if he has the food in his mouth, he didn't make a bracha yet?
slakash is no stira. Hot is not that we learned boiling should swallow it, the mashkin, that's by liquid. And Rashi said, because EF should push it to the side of your mouth, and therefore it's not good to spit it out and be mastered it. Therefore, you let her drink it first and then make a brook if you have more to drink. Vod is not that you will learn pot and spit it out. The midi glamim is some of the one gets ruined by spitting it out. That's the base place to spit it out and then make a brocha. What a time that we learn masak and push to the side, the midi glamim is you to make the brocha with some one side.